Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. My grieving story is similar to so many other grieving stories. It's unique in the sense that I experienced it. That's the way it is with everyone. Yet, all of our grieving stories share a common bond. We understand what it is like, and that doesn't happen until grieving's onset. Anyone who lost a loved one has a story. For me, grieving began 75 days before Babe died. I can remember every detail of the start of my grieving. We were eating dinner. We had tofu, sautéed vegetables, and blueberries. When we finished dinner, we were clearing the table. Out of my peripheral vision, I saw Babe stumbling across the stone-tile kitchen floor. She fell. I helped her up and got her to the sofa. Her arm hurt. I was fearful she broke it. We went to a local emergency center. 4 hours later, she was transported by ambulance to a hospital. Within 24 hours, I'd learned Babe had stage 4 glioblastoma and her genes didn't match up for any available therapies. It was a matter of days. My grieving began. Grieving begins somewhere for everyone. When grieving begins, we enter something called liminal space. Liminal space is the transitional in-between space that exists between two life stages. It is a period of transformation, where old identities and understandings are left behind. We know something is happening to us. Our equilibrium is thrown out of balance. We're upright but staggering. We reach out to a wall to support us. We're not sure where we're headed or what will become of us. Poet Octavia Paz speaks of living in this liminal space in his poem, Between Going and Staying. Between going and staying, the day wavers in love with its own transparency. The circular afternoon is now a bay, where the world in stillness rocks. All is visible and all elusive. All is near and can't be touched. Paper, book, pencil, glass rest in the shade of their names. Time throbbing in my temples repeats the same unchanging syllable of blood. The light turns the indifferent wall into a ghostly theater of reflections. I find myself in the middle of an eye, watching myself in its blank stare. The moment scatters. Motionless, I stay and go. I am a pause. It's not comfortable being in liminal space. However, the journey through is critically important to us. It is in liminal space where personal growth occurs, especially for those who are experiencing major life changes, like grieving. While we are traveling through liminal space, we are no longer guided by our normal routines. We've lost our identity, or our beliefs are shaken. This opens us up to introspection and gaining new insights into ourselves and the life that is waiting for us. Despite the distress we may feel while experiencing our liminal state, if we're open to learning its lessons, we'll find that they foster resilience, creativity, and transformation. Mary Oliver's poem, Morning Poem, speaks to the love and hope that surround us in our journey through liminal space and the possibilities that it presents to us. Every morning the world is created, under the orange sticks of the sun. The heaped ashes of the night turn into leaves again and fasten themselves to the high branches, and the ponds appear like black cloth on which are painted islands of summer lilies. If it is your nature to be happy, you will swim away along the soft trails for hours, your imagination alighting everywhere, and your spirit carries within it the thorn that is heavier than lead. If it's all you can do to keep on trudging, there is still somewhere deep within you, a beast shouting that the earth is exactly what it wanted, each pond with its blazing lilies. It is a prayer heard and answered lavishly. Whether or not you have ever dared to be happy, whether or not you have ever dared to pray. It's not easy trying to find our way through liminal space. That's a good thing. If we don't quit, if we hang in there, ahead of us, we'll see dawn beginning to work. There's a light on the horizon, and it's beckoning us towards it. Keep traveling. Each step brings you closer to making it through liminal space. Take all the lessons you learn and realize that life is good. Life wants you to succeed. Life wants you to be happy. Life wants you to have a new springtime. That springtime is waiting on the other side of the liminal space. Never quit. Never give up. Good things are coming your way, and your springtime awaits you. Do you have questions about grieving or moving on you'd like me to address in a future podcast episode? Email them to me at ray.brese@gmail.com. Check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.